The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Monday, June 1st, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. It's a beautiful, slightly breezy afternoon out there in the Bozeman area. Hope you're enjoying your day. I'm your host, Bob Wall. I'm going to play you some music for the next hour to get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! And I think before I do that, I do want to thank another of our underwriters. And then we'll hear today's episode of Human Capital. KGVM is grateful for the support of the Grey Dog Bar. Grey Dog is located at 34 North Bozeman Avenue, offering live music, pool, darts, game boards, foosball, and more. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6:30 to close, and on Sunday from 5 to 9. They host bluegrass on Tuesday, open jam and open mic on Wednesday, karaoke on Thursday, live bands on Friday, DJs on Saturday, and a tango lesson and an open tango dance on Sunday. You can find more information on Instagram at The Grey Dog Bar or on their website, thegreydogbar.com. Thanks, Grey Dog, for hosting live music and supporting community radio.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A senior CIA official was arrested last week after investigators found hundreds of gold bars worth more than $40 million stashed in his Virginia residence, a small fortune that he apparently brought home from work. The official, David Rush, is being held in jail while he awaits a detention hearing in the coming days on charges of stealing public money by filling out fraudulent timesheets. So far, the only charge lodged against Rush is that he inflated his academic credentials and obtained military leave pay worth tens of thousands of dollars. Authorities say he falsely claimed to be a member of the Navy Reserve when he was discharged. Rush was a former senior executive service-level employee at a United States government agency. Rush until very recently held a senior position at the CIA. In a joint statement, the CIA and FBI said Rush was arrested on May 19th after a CIA internal investigation identified potential violations of the law and referred the information to the FBI for a law enforcement investigation. From last November to this March, Rush asked for and received a significant quantity of foreign currency and tens of millions of dollars in gold bars for work-related expenses. The CIA could not explain what work project would have required Rush to amass such wealth. When the CIA conducted a review of where the gold and currency were stashed, the agency was unable to locate the gold bars or significant amounts of the foreign currency because Rush took $40 million in gold bars and foreign currency home with him. FBI agents searched Rush's home and found approximately 303 gold bars, each of which weighed approximately 1 kilogram. Based on the price of gold, the estimated value of the gold exceeded $40 million. Investigators also seized nearly 36 luxury watches, most of them Rolexes. Montana towns top the lists of some of the best places to live. Montana has a lot to offer. Now, a popular and high-profile list of the top 10 most desirable locales around the nation includes 3 Montana towns. Travel and Leisure published its list of the top 10 best U.S. mountain towns to live in. Most of the mountain towns that made Travel and Leisure's list are located in the West, but not all of them. Asheville, North Carolina is the lone town in the eastern part of the country to make the list, coming in at number 4. The Montana towns that made the list are beautiful and have great public schools, vibrant business and cultural scenes, universities and industry and tourism, but also are among the most expensive places to live in the state. Coming in at number 10 on the list is Big Fork. Travel and Leisure notes that the average home price in Big Fork is around $760,000 and also points to access to Flathead Lake and the Swan River as bonuses. Number 8 on the list is Whitefish. With average home values around $835,000, Travel and Leisure says, although buying a home in Whitefish will cost you a pretty penny, the average home value around $835,000 is about $1 million less than the average in Big Sky. The best mountain town in the nation on Travel and Leisure's list is Bozeman, Montana. Travel and Leisure says that among Bozeman's amenities and draws, the key to living in Bozeman is being able to afford it. Travel and Leisure said that Bozeman has affordability challenges, noting that the cost of living is 29% higher than the national average. Big Fork, Whitefish, and Bozeman aren't the most expensive places to live in Montana, but they're close. And now three Montana towns have once again topped a list of the best mountain towns in the country. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I thought I would start the music today with a cut off a new album I got, I think on Record Store Day. It's called No Country for Old Men. And it's by Dope, which is Chuck D of Public Enemy and John Densmore of The Doors. It's a very interesting album. I really like it. I'll see what you think about it. I'm going to play you the title cut from that. And, you know, one good turn deserves another. So I think I'll play you a cut from the new Public Enemy album that was released last fall or winter, Black Sky Over the Projects, Apartment 2025. Play you the cut What I Said. And then... probably better play a Doors song, too. I'm going to play maybe my favorite Doors song, The Roadhouse Blues, from Morrison Hotel. We'll start out here, though, with Chuck D and John Densmore in No Country for Old Men.
I've been your age. Y'all ain't never been mine. Guessing. Questions. Traveling. The sands of time.
Everybody gets older.
Aging in a strong survive.
Everybody gets older.
Turn the page, can't run and hide.
Not everybody gets elder.
Don't care less, no you can't buy.
Not everybody gets elder.
Your GPS is staying alive.
Everybody gets weak.
Weaker, just a matter of time.
Everybody gets weak.
Only the strong survive.
Not everybody gets meek.
Grim Reaper, stay arriving.
Not everybody gets meek.
I've been your age, y'all ain't never been mine.
Elder is the roof that shelters the youth.
That looks down the road,
laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men.
The youth wanna peek.
Wanna speak to the younger survival.
The youth wanna peek.
Come of age, age of arrival.
If seen through the elder, they'll know what to seek.
Guessing questions traveling through time.
If seen through the elder, they'll know what to seek.
Your GPS is staying alive.
Elder is the roof that shelters the youth. That looks down the road, laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men. I've been your age, you ain't never been mine.
Chuck D's been setting people free his whole life.
I think Ray, Robbie, and Jim are your friends.
Spike Lee,
John D,
Harry Belafonte.
This is never the end.
They're all elders.
No country for old men. Tell it.
It's no wonder little Stevie brought the thunder.
Let no man put us under.
Marvin
Gaye,
Marley
Bob.
They're all singing the same song.
Redemption doing the job.
Redemption.
Redemption. Let's go.
Everybody gets older.
Aging in the strong survive.
But not everybody gets elder.
Turn the page, can't run and hide.
Elder is the roof that shelters the youth. That looks down the road, laying tracks of where to go.
No country for old men.
Elder is the roof
that shelters the youth.
That looks down the road, laying tracks
of where to go. No country for old men. I've been your age.
sisters, you thought you knew, you thought you were through.
Y'all ain't never been mine.
The long road has a bigger view.
I've been your age.
Look for the tracks.
Y'all ain't never been mine.
The roof is a shelter for the youth.
No country for old men. The end. Takes a nation, is it just my hallucination? These microphones designed like war drones. Who drop bombs on women, children, and moms? Got the nerve to bring it here in this atmosphere. Who really cares, even those closest near? Pick up trucks, creating fear. Who wake up caught, married at the mirror? Woke up with nobody to hear you. With a bad attitude, forget how you look, dude. Because ugly is under your face, my dude. No biggie, I figure, can you rap a verse without first writing a curse? Diamond in the TV. Digging the scene on this shit I'm seeing.
Hey baby, bend your ass. Oh yeah,
what
here
I
we
say,
go.
I say, what I said, what I said, what I said.
Oh yeah,
what
here
I
we
say,
go.
I say, what I said,
what
I said.
Oh yeah,
what
here
I
we go.
I say, what I said, what I said.
Said, come on now, give me brother.
Fast like I'm gonna die tomorrow. Posting ain't talking, texting ain't writing, scrolling ain't greeting, grits ain't groceries, sidewalk soul, sorta like rock and roll. Chess ain't checkers, I'm in a world you only can hope to get to. Better pray your current world don't forget you and let you. I'm everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Should be a crime, now I'm losing my rhyme. 64 bars to memorize, saw a shrink to help me get it hypnotized.
Today.
Hey. Five fingers of black death, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, stress. Toxic worst of everything. Bad food fueling the youth through the tooth. Killing middle age, killing OGs too. More than street beef and shooting. Is it beef stuck in your teeth? And what you doing? Time is like a river running like dark liquor on the liver. Fix my mouth to deliver. What I said. What I said.
What I said.
What I said.
What I said.
What I said.
What I said.
What I said.
Did you hear me?
What I said.
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 Thank you.
up your vows.
Things you do, I've tried to see this thing
I started that set off with Dope, Chuck D and John Densmore, from the title cut from their album No Country for Old Men. Then played a new cut by Public Enemy from their 2025 album Black Sky Over the Projects, Apartment 2025, called What I Said, EYE. And then The Doors with Roadhouse Blues from Morrison Hotel. I figured after that I should play a real blues song, so I played you some Christone Kingfish Ingram, his 2025 album Hard Road. That was Hard to Love, you just heard. This is KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music for this afternoon. Get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! Before I keep going, I do want to thank another one of our supporters for helping to keep us going here at KGVM, and we'll hear today's Climate Connections. Got a job at a record store 3 days a week and no more than four. KGVM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. A growing number of people are heating and cooling their homes with ductless heat pumps called mini-splits. And despite the name, there's nothing mini about the impact this technology can have on your comfort and bills. Mini-splits have an outdoor unit that connects to one or more indoor units with a refrigerant line set. Those indoor units are typically wall-mounted, and each can be set to the temperature of your choosing, so you can make certain parts of your home warmer or cooler.
I generally like to put a unit in a bedroom so that you have the ability to shut your door at night and you are still being served by the heating and cooling of the mini split.
Abby Hawes of Ethos Green Power in Wisconsin says the units are visible and take up wall space, which some people consider a drawback. But there are also many benefits. The technology is very efficient, so you can stay comfortable without racking up high utility bills. For example, Hawes says before getting mini splits, one of her clients relied on a window AC unit.
They'd turn it on, try to cool off, they'd stand in front of it, and then they would shut it down because it's expensive to run those.
But with their new heat pumps, they can afford continuous cooling. So mini splits can make a big difference for residents. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. I've done it now. I jumped into the blues, and I think I'm probably going to stick there. Keep going here with a couple of my buddy Guy, one of my favorite blues artists. I've seen him play live two or three times. He's amazing and a great body of work. Big in the 50s and 60s, kind of attention waned, but he made a pretty good comeback the last 10 or 15 years, and he keeps pumping out albums. So this latest one that he came out with in 2025 is called Ain't Done With the Blues. I'm going to play a cut off that called Where You At that features Christone Kingfish Ingram. You just heard him on Hard to Love. And then I'll play another one called Blues Chase the Blues Away. I think that's a pretty catchy title. And I'll play one by Samantha Fish from her 2025 album Paper Doll called I'm Done Running. Well, you know, 2025, last year, there were a lot of new blues releases that came out, which was good to see. Speaking of new releases, I think local band Blues Line just dropped an album here last week too, so I haven't heard it yet. I've got to get hold of that and check it out. Anyway, we'll start out here with some Buddy Guy. Where you at?
Red rice, red for you.
Blues away.
When I look in the mirror at who's staring back at me, the world's not getting clearer, but it's easier to see. I'm turning into someone that I've never known. Past is coming undone, but I like where I am going. I know I'm changing, changing. Watch me go.
All right, that was Samantha Fish with I'm Done Running. Before that, Buddy Guy did Blues Chase the Blues Away, and Where Are You At with Christone Kingfish Ingram from his album Ain't Done with the Blues. I want to thank you for tuning in today to KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall, playing you some music to get us up to 6 o'clock. And I want to thank another one of our underwriters, and we'll hear today's labor history in two. KGVM thanks Pine Creek Lodge for their support. Pine Creek Lodge in the Paradise Valley is a unique live music venue featuring shows under the stars and among the pines. Pine Creek's back window features food truck style dining options, and they sell domestic and local beers and wines. The following shows are coming up at Pine Creek: Colorado College Bluegrass Ensemble on Wednesday, June 3rd, Humphreys McGee for three nights, Thursday through Saturday, June 4th through 6th, Tom Catmull on Sunday, June 7th, also on Saturday, June 6th, Brunch is back with Cole Decker, and Blake Brightman will play brunch on Sunday, June 7th. The Band of Drifters and the Beagles on Wednesday, June 10th. Noise Pollution, the AC/DC Experience with Johnny Dango on Thursday, the 11th. Dead Sky on Friday, the 12th. The Young Dubliners with Double Wide Dreams on Saturday, June 13th. The Marshall Tucker Band with Jacob Browntree on Sunday, June 14th. And many more. You can find more information, schedules, and tickets at pinecreeklodgemontana.com. They hope to see you soon for some music between the pines.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 2000. That was the day meat packers at the Dakota Premium Foods in St. Paul, Minnesota, staged a 7-hour sit-down strike for health and safety. They protested assembly line speed up, being forced to work while injured, and the dreaded gang time supervisors used to avoid paying overtime. Remarkably, the organizing drive came after the workers took action on their own behalf. The United Food and Commercial Workers Union had organized the plant briefly in the early 1990s. They quickly lost ground when the company pressed a successful decertification campaign after refusing a first contract. This time, workers found that as the assembly line pace increased, so did the rate of injuries. Workers came into the plant that morning resolved to make a stand. Management bullied them for hours throughout the day to give up. Finally, management was forced to concede to many of the workers' concerns, including observation of line speed changes and uniform hours of work. Workers eagerly signed UFCW cards while the company unleashed its propaganda campaign to scare workers away from the union. Management claimed workers would have to pay outrageous sums in union dues, that they'd lose their medical benefits, and that their names would be turned over to the federal government. The undocumented among the workers, some of whom were the best union fighters in the plant, were unshaken by these threats. Then the company began targeting the strike leaders with firings and endless job transfers. Workers solidly stood their ground, and the UFCW overwhelmingly won the NLRB election a month later. The union successfully weathered years of continued harassment, threats, and decertification campaigns, but could not survived the closing of the plant in 2014.
All right. Last Thursday night, I went out to Pine Creek for their opening show of their summer season for this year. Aaron Goulet kicked things off, and the North Mississippi All-Stars played. And, man, they did a great show. So I thought I'd play a couple North Mississippi All-Star tunes. One of them is an older one off their album Polaris from 2003 called Meet Me in the City, one of their more popular songs. And then from their album World Boogie is coming 10 years later in 2013, I'll play a Snake Drive. And I think that's a song that was also done by R.L. Burnside. I'm going to follow it up with a cut by the Black Keys, another blues rock band that was kind of getting started around the same time. They released an album last year called No Rain, No Flowers. I'll play you Man on a Mission from that. And I want to play some R.L. Burnside and some Junior Kimbrough, a couple of blues men from the Mississippi Hill Country that were strong influences on the North Mississippi All-Stars. From R.L. Burnside's album Burnside on Burnside, I'll play Bad Luck and Trouble and play out with Lonesome Road by Junior Kimbrough from Most Things Haven't Worked Out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 95 girl. Now there's one more thing I wanna say right now. Don't leave, girl. I think I will, babe. Then I'll give my man a change and tell me don't leave right now.
What in the hell is this thing, man? world for bad luck. People that I wouldn't have no luck at all. Bad luck. People that I wouldn't have no luck at all. You ain't no bad luck and trouble been following me ever since I began to crawl. Beg for a nickel. Oh Lord, to put in the telephone. Yeah, you know I beg for a nickel. Oh Lord, to put in the telephone. I want to talk to my baby. Yeah, you know she been gone so long. Women, that's all in the world I crave. Yeah, you know whiskey and women, that's all in the world I crave. I believe a beautiful woman. Yeah, she will take me to my grave. Well, 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 thank y'all again. Thank you.
golden road. Well, the reason why I'm leaving now, baby, now, girl, you know you ain't treating me right.
Great evening, everyone.